Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Back to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. A guy says, when does this guy start talking? Right now. Right now. It's a radio show. We're on 133 radio stations across the country, just so you understand. Thank you for joining us, by the way. Again, if you want to call in, friends, you've been making it your show, and if you want to continuously make it your show, please do. But I got to get onto the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, if you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go onto the that page, 13 to 15 articles, go to the right side, join us on YouTube, and join us on Top Chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Same thing there. Join us on YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Folks, here we go again. Concerning this piggybacks concerning the conversation that I had with our friend earlier during the first hour. Folks, the governors and what they're doing, I've reiterated this point for, 6 months now since this whole pandemic has come out, that it's all a perpetuated fraud. It's fake. It's contrived. This virus is sensationalized. They drive you to their vaccination. They are the ones that sold you the virus. They cannot prove their narrative. Yet, they don't want to have to prove their narrative. They want to drive you to the vaccination until you find out what's in the vaccination, right? It reminds me of that criminal that the American people put up with, namely in California, Nancy Pelosi. Well, let's pass the bill and then we'll find out what's inside of it. I mean, this is the stupidity that the American people put up with. It's the same thing with the vaccinations. But I'm here to tell you, friends, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law. Notice the word due process of law, okay? What the governors are doing by shutting down businesses, by forcing compliance, is without the due process of law. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen on with us on Tuesday again to tell you firsthand as to what's exactly, verbatim as to what's going on. The senators, the congressmen, the representatives are in the dark. The governors are acting outside of the legislators. They cannot do that, but that's what they're doing. And that's exactly why these good judges, praise God for good government, right? These judges are standing up and saying, hey, listen, what these governors are doing is completely illegal. So what begs the question is then why are you submitting to their unlawful edicts? I can't answer that question. Only you can answer that question. Why are you letting them shut down your businesses? And I want to reiterate the point because it's that important. Folks, well, they're shutting your businesses down. Well, you're subjecting yourself and shutting your businesses down. You need to understand that big corporation and special interest groups that many of these politicians you all the well know work for, they're flourishing like crazy. Do you understand what's going on here? They're forcing you to shut down your businesses, but yet their buddies in big corporations, and they're allied with, friends, Isaiah 28, verse 18, read it when you get a moment. What are they doing? They're flourishing. 100,000 jobs lost. I'm sorry, businesses shut down through unconstitutional edicts. Those governors need to be individually sued for acting outside of their scope of authority. Don't sue the state, because then what you're doing is you're basically going after the governor and you're going after the people in the state to basically pay for the governor in his fault and his transgression of law. Don't do that. Go after him individually. That's what needs to happen. I was just reading the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. A federal judge in Pennsylvania said what these governors are doing is a violation of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, not privileges. Here, I need you to hear this again. It's important that you do. The preamble to the Bill of Rights, which are the thou shall not to those that serve we the people. This is the preamble to the Bill of Rights. Listen carefully, okay? In order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and is extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. It's there to safeguard your God-given rights, friends. The American people have been so dummied down in this country now that they believe that the government can do what they want without delegated authority given unto them. They believe that the government can act outside of the constitutional provisions in which they are to enforce in a limited government, not an unlimited government. Okay? I want you to listen to this again. The 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. No state... No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdictions the equal protection of the laws. Do I need to spell this out for you, friends? And I'm not speaking down. I just want to know, do you need to understand what this is saying? Let me put it in a nutshell for you. Let me bring it in short order. They don't have the authority to violate your God-given rights. They don't have the authority to tell you to shut down your business. They don't have the authority to make you wear a mask. They don't have the authority to make you stand 6 feet apart. They don't have the authority, friends, to force you to take a vaccination, which they are corralling the American people into to take right now. That's exactly what's going on. Remember what I just said. The same people that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination. Now, folks, let me get to the point here. We're seeing more and more of the judges, the good judges, praise God for every single one of them. We are seeing more and more of the judges, federal and state judges across the country, educating the American people as to what governors can and what governors cannot do concerning this coronavirus plandemic. And they're doing this in the light of the day, if you're paying attention. Read Luke 12:2. Yet there's still some that think that they are to submit to tyrants regardless of what they may attempt to legislate without the aid of legislators. Here, let me give you a prime example. The Supreme Court in the state of Michigan came about two different times, and I'll get to more of this in just a couple of minutes, told that tyrant Jezebel, Gretchen Whitmer, who's at war with her people in that state, no question about it. They've already told her she does not have constitutional authority to do what she's doing concerning her constituents, concerning the people that she is to serve in the state of Michigan. They pulled the rug on her, not once, but twice. Not once, but they reminded the people in the state of Michigan twice. Okay? They told them twice, just like when the Lord says, Moses, Moses, Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Samuel, Samuel. Men need to be told things twice. So the Lord took the time to tell the people in the state of Michigan, she doesn't have the authority. She doesn't have the authority. Yet there are still people going along and putting on masks and keeping their businesses shut down. I got a question for you. What law is it that Governor Whitmer's actually going to enforce if you violate her unconstitutional edict? There isn't.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Well, I just seen a billboard where Donald Trump has his boxing gloves on, and so does Joe Biden. Well, folks, as I've always shared with you, and I share it with you again, the best way to keep the seats filled is continuously promote the fight, and Americans are dummied down enough to go ahead and fall right in line with the powers that are tolerated, that are in fact controlling them, friends, on so many fronts. They just, folks, you know what's amazing to me on that note? It's amazing how these people continuously tell us they're sick and tired of the establishment, but they're right there voting in another establishment guy when given the opportunity. It's amazing to me. That's the definition of insanity, by the way. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm actually typing it in right now, so this goes across the boards. And I love it when you guys make it your show, by the way. So if you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic. We're talking about, are you paying attention right now? Another governor bites the dust. Judges say Wisconsin governor oversteps his authority. Listen carefully, friends. Another judge said the governor in the state of Wisconsin, listen carefully, has overstepped his authority. So why are you subjecting yourself to tyranny rather than the law that exposes the tyrants for who they are? It's easier, right? Well, that's how your chains are wielded, friends, through your ignorance to those that it applies to. But let me go to this next point here, friends. This is craziness. When we go over to that of Pennsylvania, we have a judge telling us that the coronavirus shutdowns are unconstitutional. This is in Pennsylvania. He's the guy that said that it's a violation of the 14th Amendment. Okay. Then we have, again, I was talking about Michigan during the last segment. She wasn't struck down just once. She was struck down twice. And then what did we see? The Supreme Court pulled the rug from the governor, told her she didn't have the constitutional authority to do what she was doing to the constituents that she's there to serve, right? That she's there to serve. Remember, she derives her just powers from the consent of we the people, right? They work for us. But what did they do? Well, the Department of Health in Michigan came about and they picked up her unconstitutional edicts and they are enforcing the unenforceable. So hey, here's the point. If the governor doesn't have the constitutional authority, then how is it that the Department of Health has the constitutional authority? It doesn't. Hey, folks, it may look like law. It may have the color of law. It may smell like law. But guess what? It's not law, right? It looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and it walks like a duck. But guess what? It just might not be a duck. Do you understand, you follies? Do you savvy? Do you get it? Yeah, right? But again, here we are. Hey, folks, these amendments that I'm talking about that they're violating, when you look at how our forefathers established the Bill of Rights, the amendments are a list of specific prohibitions, the thou shalt nots on governmental power, not ours, not the people's. They work for us. We don't work for them. As a matter of fact, during its draftings and in response to calls from several states during the time of the ratification of the Bill of Rights and when it was written, it was for greater constitutional protection for individual liberties. That's why it was written. Okay? So you have a law. You have enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. And then our forefathers said, let's just double down and reinforce their position in protection with the use of the law, okay? So they came up with something called the Bill of Rights. You see how that works? It's not an instrument for the government to restrain the people. It's an instrument for the people to restrain the government. Okay? And I want to reiterate this point. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, he said that when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. That's not how you're supposed to live in this country. When you're obedient unto God's government out of love and gratitude for what he did for us through his son Jesus Christ on Calvary by bleeding it red as the propitiation for the sins of the world, guess what we're going to do? We're going to live for what he died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to magnify the law that he established and fulfilled true grace, Romans 3:31, right? That's what we're called to do as a Christian nation. But I just want people to understand what these are set up for. People understand the function of law completely upside down. They're serving a government of individuals that are operating arbitrarily, just at will, at whim, whatever they want, however they want, wherever they want. That's not American government. We have fixed laws in this country. Everything has to be congruent to the U.S. Constitution, friends. In Article 6, Section 2, if it stands outside of that, guess what? It is nugatory. It's null and void. It doesn't apply. You know what the problem is? People are afraid. You know what they're afraid of? They're afraid of man. They're afraid of being tested. You know what? I bet you every one of those in those veteran memorial cemeteries all across America, I bet you they were afraid too and they had to get on a plane and go overseas and fight foreign enemies to preserve what we have here today. I bet they were afraid too. I bet my grandpa was afraid. I bet my uncles were afraid in World War II. My grandpa was in World War I. I bet my dad was afraid in Korea when he's picking up body parts out of the water. I bet my cousin who got killed in Vietnam, I bet he was afraid too. I bet he was afraid too. Hey! I bet he was afraid too. I bet they were all afraid. But you know what? They loved more than they were afraid. They didn't take counsel from their fears. They understood what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said when he lived it out in actions, friends. When he said, he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. But he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. There's the problem. And guess what the definition of a patriot is? How many people in this country, oh, we're all patriots here. Really? We just had a caller during the last hour. He sounded more like a politician than he did a patriot. He was willing that someone else died for his country rather than him sacrificing himself to give himself for the freedoms of our posterity. I'm sick of it. I see it all day long. It reminds me of when Jesus said, you know what? Everybody calls themselves Christians, but he said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. It goes for patriots as well. They love their country so much. They love their freedom so much that when it's time for them to fight, they want someone else to do their fighting for them. You're cowards. You're the worst of men. And there's a reason the Lord has you first in line on Judgment Day, Revelations 21, verse 8. We don't take our counsel from our fears in America, friends. Live your life. You know what people do? And I heard it during the first hour, a little bit, is people continuously magnify the bad guys. In the face of 330 million people that claim to be the good guys, people magnify the 1.7% of the population that's being used to destroy our country today. Rather than them standing up fearing God, filial fear, by the way, not diabolical, and actually moving out of gratitude in favor of God. In loving God enough to keep His commandments on the behalf of our posterity. So our kids have something, a future and a hope. When you look at the Declaration of, I'm sorry, not the Declaration of Independence, but the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, fearful ones, listen carefully. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, what's the first thing they do? Establish judgment. And at the very end of the preamble, guess what it says? Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America for what? To secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and for our children, for our posterity. Hey, when you get to the point where you run out of excuses, then you're going to get something done. Mr. I can't is dead. And I want to tell you why. Because I buried him. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Start acting like it. Start living your life where the enemy's worried about how you live your life. I'll never forget that. A Navy SEAL said that his dad always told him that he was to live his life in such a fashion where the enemy was afraid of how he lived his life rather than him worrying about how the bad guys lived their lives. America, you've been so inundated in backwards doctrine where you have been conditioned by the mainstream media on a global scale to magnify the crimes rather than the law against the criminals. Now you're praising a man that promised to drain the swamp for 5 years and he hasn't done it one time, and yet you're going back to the very guy that wants to undermine your Constitution. You deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. But I'm not talking to them people right now. I am reproving them. They don't want to be corrected. They don't want to be instructed. They don't want the doctrine of God, friends. They want to live their own lives. They say that they're Christians. They fear God, but they serve their own gods. Is what they do. They've deceived themselves, right? A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. The only thing he's going to receive is the curse that he's sowing into, because that's where he puts his trust. We're going to come back, and I'm going to get to more states, friends. Are you paying attention? Because another governor bites the dust. Another judge stood up on the behalf of the American people and educating them, saying what this governor in Wisconsin is doing is overstepping his authority. America, start acting like patriots. Start acting like Christians. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President-elect Joe Biden is moving forward with transition plans, capping a tumultuous and tension-filled campaign during an historic pandemic against President Donald Trump. Trump has largely hunkered down inside the White House since the election, but on Saturday, his motorcade drove past supporters gathered to rally in Washington, D.C. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announced a statewide requirement for residents to wear face coverings in an effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The mandate will be in effect now through December 13th.
Since the beginning, we've taken a data-driven approach to our pandemic response, focusing on saving lives and livelihoods. The data demands a higher level of mitigation efforts to reverse this dangerous trends and to avoid the need for any economic shutdowns. Our situation has changed, and we must change with it.
This is USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said, "I was talking with my UK colleagues who are saying the UK is similar to where we are now because each of our countries have that independent spirit. But can we understand that now is the time to do what you're told?" The comments came as the United States saw a surge in positive coronavirus cases, with the 7-day average number of cases reaching record highs in 23 states. Meantime, a new study suggests full-service restaurants are a higher risk for spreading COVID-19, medical expert Dr. Frank McGeorge.
Areas where we know there is enhanced transmission based on research are places that people need to pay extra attention to, either by avoiding them or being more thoughtful and cautious when they're there. This virus is primarily spread from person to person, so anything that you can do to reduce contact with other people can break that chain.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wow. Hey, guys. Hey, my friends forever on YouTube. I got to tell you something. I can't believe people, man. You can tell them till you're blue in the face. But until the Holy Ghost enlightens them, they are just stupid as reprobates. And that's exactly what they are. And what's funny is they act like they know the answers. Reminds me of Romans 1:22. They profess themselves to be wise, but they're fools. Oh, my gosh. Everybody's telling me it's the Dems. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's the Republicans. It's Big Pharma. It's China. Have you ever thought about taking responsibility for what's going on? I mean, you're doing the same thing that you complain politicians do. You blame everybody else but yourselves. The fact of the matter is your sin is finding you out. This is a personal thing. That's why when I look at politicians lie or steal or caught up in a scandal, I take it totally personal. Why? Because I see the sacrifice given for my freedoms, both in the spiritual and in the natural. It's totally personal. It's totally personal. Oh, my gosh. But these people, they talk like they know what they're talking about, and they're so far off base. And you know what their talking points are, guys? Their talking points are what the media is feeding them. And again, let me just reiterate it for the thousandth time. The same media they say they don't believe, and they're caught up into all of their talking points. Lord, I'm just like, whoa, I'm laughing so I'm not crying, right? You know, a guy said to me, he goes, I'm at this point now where I just think you're really ignorant. Oh, okay, that's fine. I mean, I guess, you know, our founder Our founders were completely ignorant. I mean, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, 244 years later. Only God can do that, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what you remind me of? You remind me of Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman was a slave back in the 1800s. She was a slave back in the 1800s. I'm saying it twice. I'm saying it twice so you can hear me. So you can hear me. And it's interesting that when she would go from plantation to plantation to plantation to plantation, telling other slaves to come with her, I know where freedom is. They said, no, we've got it better here. As they were slaves, serving their taskmasters. Okay, which, by the way, was an abomination. Both that and scripturally, by the way. But she was asked by a reporter. She was asked by a reporter. So, Mrs. Tubman, is it true that you've freed 1,000 slaves? Is it true that you freed 1,000 slaves? And she said, yes. And she said, yes. And she said, I would have freed 1,000 more, and I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves. Had they known that they were slaves. See, the problem with some of you people is you don't realize that you're slaves. I'm trying to get you to follow the Christ so you can get off the plantation. But you want to stay where you're at. You love your bondage. I want to tell you something. Jesus said those that remain in their sin are going to die in their sin. The sad fact of the matter is I feel sorry for your kids and your grandkids if that's your stance. If you want to call it a stance. Folks, I got Sherry calling in from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, ma'am?
Oh, is it me?
It is you.
Okay, this is Sherry. I called you once before because I watch you all the time and I agree with everything you say pretty much, but...
Pretty much.
I do. I really do. But my husband and I have a real problem with you. Not you, but what you say. And I got to ask you this question. He said
sure.
He looked it up, and the reason Trump gives Obama the Planned Parenthood $600 million is because Obama put it in Obamacare when he gave the $500 million, that it was in Obamacare that the next administration had to give him $600 million. And that's why Trump did it. Now, can you answer that?
Yeah, he's the president of the United States of America. He is the commander-in-chief. He is to faithfully enforce the laws. First of all, when you go back over to Obamacare, which, by the way, is now called the American Health Care Act, under Donald Trump, they just merely changed the name brother from another mother. Just wanted to let you know that. Just like it started out as Romney Care, then it went from the Affordable Care Act to Obamacare. Now it's American Health Care Act. They're doing that to deceive the people so they, in hopes that they might not know the difference. The point is, it's a violation of Article 1, Section 8. Obama didn't have the authority, just like Romney didn't have the authority. If you look at what Jonathan Gruber said about Romney Care, the American Health Care Act today, it was all perpetuated on fraud, like everything else they do. Okay? So it's unconstitutional right off the bat. So to sit there and blame Obama for what Trump is now doing and Trump blaming Obama, this is what politicians do all day long. But it's interesting when they want to do the wrong thing. Isn't it interesting, brother from another mother, that they can do the wrong thing at will, but they can't do the right thing at will? He's got constitutional authority to faithfully execute the laws found in the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. There's your answer.
Article 2, Section 3?
Article 2, Section 3. He is the executive. He has the authority to, and, by the way, the obligation before God and man to uphold and execute the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. That is correct, ma'am. Thank you for the call, Sherry. I hope I helped. And by the way,
thanks, Bradley. Have a great day.
Yeah, Sherry, when you call in, you don't have to tell me I've called in before. I know your voice, okay? We're in this thing together, kiddo.
All right, I got you. God bless you.
Okay, thank you very much. Got Cody calling in from Illinois. Hey, Cody, how are you, man?
Hey, good afternoon, Bradley. I'm doing okay. A little rainy day here in Illinois.
Yeah, I bet it's raining in more ways than one, from what I understand, huh? I mean, isn't your governor over there just getting way out of hand once again?
I think they all are. That's another subject that, you know, we need to get state governors that'll, you know, uphold the 10th Amendment. We don't have against state governors that they're either just ignorant or, you know, part of the whole mafia that they just, you know, they don't want any states' rights anymore. That's something, that's not what I called in about, but I mean, that's something that needs to be addressed or at least get some people running that are willing to bring that, you know,
can states'
rights.
The reason I brought that up is because I thought about all of the corrupt indicted governors in the state of Illinois. Did you know the last seven governors you've had in the state of Illinois? Do you know that four of them ended up in prison? That's a fact.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
That's what I was thinking of. But what say you, my friend?
Well, here, on the mask, made in the image of God, does the devil, does he get off on covering us up? I guess that's a scriptural question. Is that the, we're made in the image of God, everybody wants to wear these masks. I refused to wear a mask in a restaurant the other day, and they kicked me out, and I'm just like,
You know what? Then you know what? Then say I'm never coming back again and mean what you say, because the bottom line, do you see what's happening here, Cody? The state is coming in, mandating what they're not constitutionally, they've never been given the authority to do so. I'm thinking of a couple things here because I still have your governors in front of me right now that have been indicted over there in Illinois. But it's interesting. The states come in. They bring in their unconstitutional edicts. They go after the businesses. They steal the money from the coffers of the taxpayers. They buy off these businesses, tell them what to do. And if they don't do it, then the customers that come into their businesses that don't fall in line with their unconstitutional edicts, then they can sue you. The state has put them, each and every one of them, in a gridlock. They put their backs up against the wall. And what we hear from the businesses is, well, you know what? If we don't do this, they can come in and sue us. Well, wait a second. Instead of pointing your finger and attacking your customers, your constituents, your clients, why don't you do the right thing, like individuals are across the United States of America right now, and get an attorney and go after the governor for his unconstitutional edicts? That's not what they're doing. So I would suggest that when a business tells you not to go in or you have to leave if you don't comply, I would never go in there again. I'm saying we're done with you guys.
Right. And this actually happened in northern Indiana. And the interesting thing about it is there was two ladies in line there, and there was, this guy's like, oh, thank you, for leaving. The guy that didn't work there that was in line, it's just like, of all the people that are complaining, it has to be the guy instead of the ladies, it has to be a guy. So I had some words with him and said, I made the image of God, I'm not going to cover my face when there's no study. And this is the interesting part about it, Bradley. From whatever I've heard of all these doctors being interviewed that have actually gone through PubMed and these different publications, website, there's not one that shows that the mask has any effect, maybe except for the fact that you're coughing like heck and you're wearing one, but they don't stop the virus.
They don't.
So
and by the way,
like a pacifier? Come on here.
Let me say something to you, Cody, on that, because if you actually look on the mask, it will tell you it's not there to prevent. It's a sign of compliance. That's all it is. They want to force everybody, they want to corral everybody into doing the same things. Listen, you see these people with these plastic masks, these shields on their face? What is that? Every once in a while, Cody, you see those guys with those like super modified masks. And I said to one lady, we were in Michigan. I said, ma'am, is that like a super modified mask where the virus sees it? It runs away from you? Or how does that whole thing work? They don't work. The doctors will tell you they don't work. It's just a sign of compliance. That's all it is.
Well, my wife's got the essential oil business. I think you know about that a little bit. Well, anyway, we've got this waterless diffuser, and it says in the testing on it that the droplets are so fine that they'll stay in, 75 minutes in their testing. So you can imagine a virus is even tinier, how long it'll stay in here. So how is a plastic face mask, like you mentioned, really going to work? People just need to get their vitamin D up, take some supplements. A third of the country, 29% was the last number I heard of people are low on vitamin D.
It's
a huge national health crisis that, of course, they're not mentioning that, they say that pretty much anybody north of Atlanta doesn't get enough sun to make enough vitamin D, and that's the number one thing to fight. That's what I urge everybody to do. Check their vitamin D or at least start supplementing. And
Let me just answer this in ending, okay, because I got other calls here, Cody.
Sure.
A lot of these politicians that are putting on masks, to be honest with you, and I'm having fun with you, I don't mind they have masks on because, to be quite honest with you, many of them look a lot better with them on than they do with them off, to be quite honest with you, my friend. But
There is.
I totally appreciate you, Cody. I really do. Yep, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We got one more segment coming up on the other side. Got a couple more calls. one from North Carolina, one from Minnesota. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You know what? I got to finish my points here because there's other states that are involved where federal judges came in, California, Pennsylvania, Michigan. We see, what do we see in the little ball here? You get the point. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
My goodness. Hey, really quick, I'm going to take Tim. Tim, you're calling back in. Senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Is something ailing you, brother? Tim. Oh, no Tim. Lost Tim. We got Steve from Minnesota calling in. Thanks for calling in, Steve. What say you, my friend? Hello? Oh, don't know what's going on here. We just lost connection. I don't know what's going on. Do we got Steve there? There we go.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I got you, Steve.
Oh, I find it interesting how it seems the only purpose of the whole deal is to generate fear.
Of course. Remember what Jim McDermott said right after September 11th? Remember what he said? He said you can do anything with the use of fear concerning the control of the people, and especially when they fear the consequence of man rather than fear the face of God and actually keeping his commandments. So, yeah, there's no question. They're taking their counsel from their fears. Yes, indeed.
And it's a crime you can't be found innocent of. So, for example, my wife, who's a teacher, she just got quarantined by the school.
Oh.
And so she doesn't have any symptoms. They didn't test her. They just said, you're quarantined because of being in contact with a particular student.
Oh.
And she's afraid to be seen in town because she thinks they'll fire her if she disobeys them, and they quarantined her. So basically, she's on house arrest. So even if she's not afraid of COVID, which she's not, we aren't, she has to be afraid of her employer, because the employer will fire her if she doesn't accept their house arrest.
Steve, you know what the answer to this is. You know as well as I do, and you're made out of the same stuff. Hey, listen, if you want to pick a fight, go find someone else, because I'm not the guy that you want to do that with. I'm not trying to be big and bad. I know what the law says. I know what my rights are, and I'm going to fight for them. And the bottom line is you need to take it to them, and you need to set the precedent in the community that you're not going to be bullied by these people into submission, because, again, Steve, you know probably better than I do, my friend, what the law says. And the law is on our side, not on theirs.
Oh, definitely. I made at a meeting I had the other night, I specifically said I refuse to be tested. I can't flunk a test I don't take.
Yes.
And frankly, I don't care what the name of the thief is that's robbing me. So whether it's Don or Joe, either one is robbing us of our God-given rights, and I will not tolerate it.
Amen.
I didn't waste all them years in the military to find out now that it was bait and switch, and they took my rights away after I already gave them my service.
I wish everybody understood that, Steve. I really do.
Yeah, well, and you know, the thing is, well, you're a married man, so, you know, it's not like I can order my wife what to do. But, you know, the thing is it's one of them deals where they come out and they tell you, well, it's just I don't want to fight the battle here.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're going to fight somewhere. The only question is where and when. So
that's right. It's a problem.
We might as well have it out now while it's easy.
Exactly. It's a problem we cannot run from. There's no question about it. And the last thing we want to do is run. Remember, these colors don't run. What happened to that, America? Thank you for the call from Minnesota, Steve. Got a couple more phone calls here. I just want to reiterate the point that we are talking about another governor bites the dust. I want to reiterate the point, friends. Judge says, a good judge, okay, Article 3, Section 1, Wisconsin governor is overstepping his authority. This has happened. I want to reiterate the point. California judge stood up, told Gavin Newsom, no more. He's usurping his authority. North Carolina, usurping their authority. Pennsylvania, usurping their authority. Michigan, usurping their authority. And there's more to come. But America, I got a question for you. Are you listening to what the law says? Or are you listening to what the tyrants say? Because the tyrants mean to bring you into their subjugation. They mean to rule over you through forced compliance, through that which is not law. Friends, listen carefully, okay? It's happening all over the country. The dominoes are beginning to fall, but the American people better respond. You have the right time to do the right thing, and the right time to do the right thing is right now. Don't keep kicking the can down the road. Look at what the Constitution says. Read the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Look at what these judges, federal judges and state judges, are saying, and bring it to the face of your governor and let them know that you are not going to bow to his unconstitutionality. As a matter of fact, you have the authority to remove him, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecute him, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. You have the authority. We got, I believe, Lori calling in from Nebraska. Do I stand corrected?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Welcome to the show. How are you? What say you, ma'am?
Well, Bradley, I can't wear a face mask for a medical problem, and I've been having a really hard time getting in and out of places at times, so they can't just kick me out of a place because of that,
Yep. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Department of Health, you will find that if you have some sort of health deficiency or you can't wear a mask, if you look at the Department of Health in your particular state, because I know we have it here in our state, they cannot mandate that you wear a mask. They can't do it anyways, but it's just there to reinforce your said position, Lori.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And then The thing with the vaccine, so when it comes down to it, I'm not going to take it. And I've had people say, well, they'll do this or that. But that just won't go for me. And I'll live my life the way. And keep going forth, right? I mean,
you keep your eyes, Lori, you keep your eyes fixed on Christ, okay? You keep your eyes fixed on Him, Hebrews 12:2. You keep pressing into the kingdom of God. The Bible says the violent take it by force. If you want to get violent, take the kingdom of heaven by force, okay? Until He answers you, don't stop, okay? You trust in Him with your whole heart, lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge Him. He is who He says He is, ma'am. Okay? Don't you worry about what's going on here. You just put your feet upon the rock of ages and hold your ground, ma'am.
Okay, because there's a lot of people that won't even talk to me now because of that.
Well, I can tell you this. There's a lot more people talking like me and you that the media doesn't want you to know about. And if that wasn't the case, then why are they censoring outlets such as mine? Look what's going on all across the globe right now, Lori. Hundreds of thousands of people are beginning to defy their tyrannical governments for what? The same thing that they're doing here in America. The American people are just a little bit on the backside of what's happening here. But you can rest assured it's coming, ma'am. A lot more people are talking the way that we're talking than you might think. Rest assured.
Okay.
Cool?
Thanks so much, friend.
Yep, you be encouraged.
You bet.
Okay, cool. I'm going to do this, friends. And Lori, I mean that in all sincerity. If you need something, you call this ministry, okay? I would also ask that you go to info@sonsoflibertyradio.com, info@sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd like to send you something, Lori. Would you email me and give me your address, and I will send you something off on Monday. Again, I want you to be encouraged, okay, and keep yourself hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. Read Psalm 91. But again, rest assured that He is who He says He is. The Bible says that He sits at my right hand, or He's forever at His right hand. He shall not be moved. The holy angels of God hearken unto the commandments of the Lord to keep them. He is there to uphold you. He will make a plain path before you. And rest assured, He will do just that. And He will be an enemy unto your enemies as well. He is your shield and your buckler. Now, friends, we've been talking about another governor bites the dust. This will be on the YouTube post. And in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand this over to my wife during the last 2 minutes of the show today because it's just that important. Now, ready? Here goes the switch. Stephanie?
All right. Well, you know, it's been very nice hearing all of the calls today from all across America. And we always say that we want this to be the people's show, and having your voice be heard is really what it's all about. I'm just going to give you a brief story. I've got probably about 30 seconds here, but we had someone, a radio listener, this week who was thinking about committing suicide, but heard the show and found newfound hope. And our hope, we know, can only be found in Christ. So it kind of takes a moment for you to just to pause because you get so busy with the hustle and bustle and everything going on. Our main heart, our main focus, our main mission is to bring people to the salvation of their souls, which they can only found through Jesus Christ. But for those of you who are listening and you say, listen, I want to support this because people like that lady that called in this week or that sent that text and that note are what it's all about, please go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. When you go there, you can become a son or daughter of Liberty, which means that you can support us on a monthly basis, whatever level of membership is good for you, whatever amount is good for you, and you're going to help us reach more people. As I say all the time, if you're listening to this message and you think, boy, I wish my pastor would talk like this, I wish so-and-so could hear this, and this person could hear this, and I wish all of America could hear this, this is your opportunity to support us to be able to do just that. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, you can become a son or daughter of Liberty, or you can make a one-time donation. We totally appreciate your support, and thank you for making this show your show, because that's what it's all about.
Amen. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Deeds,
not words.
That's right. We will talk to you in a day. And in 23 hours,
there's,
and again, just thank you for your
hand
trust.
Sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last. As receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.